What would you put into a time capsule to represent you or your community? Well, we're about to find out tomorrow, at least for one of the time capsules. Cynthia Long from the Sonoma County History Museum is with us. Cynthia, glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Good morning. In 1968, apparently two time capsules were buried in Courthouse Square in Santa Rosa, and one of them at the 50-year mark is going to be opened up tomorrow morning for all the public to see. Who buried it?
It was a group of civic leaders. Probably from at that time, they set up a committee in the city to develop this idea, and they wanted to celebrate at that time the bicentennial of the city.
Right. And so I'm surprised that whatever time capsule was buried didn't get unearthed during the reconstruction of Courthouse Square.
I'm surprised too. And they must have just, it did have a marker, so they knew where, it's been no mystery where it's been this whole time.
Right, I hope not.
And they probably sort of set it aside and made sure nobody dug it up.
So two were buried, one is scheduled to be open tomorrow, and then the next one 50 years from now, right?
Yes, in 2068.
Okay. So when you unearth this one from 1968 tomorrow, will you be putting a new one in the ground or not?
Not right at this time. A new one in the ground will be going in the fall.
Oh, okay.
This year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there must be an inkling. In fact, come on, you're at the History Museum. You probably know exactly what's in that thing, right?
Actually, I don't exactly know. Our history curator does.
Okay.
So, I actually organize programs at the museum.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm here to talk about the programs of what's happening tomorrow and next weekend.
So who's going to be in charge of opening this time capsule up tomorrow in Courthouse Square?
It's going to be the Sesquicentennial Committee of the City of Santa Rosa.
Wow.
They're in charge of this event tomorrow. And there'll be a public unveiling. There'll be a lot of acknowledgments. And there's going to be a slideshow so you can kind of see old photos.
Yeah.
And there'll be a binder, actually, of copies of what was in the time capsule. There's a lot of documents and things that we can put in a binder and, you know, make copies of. And you can sort of, the public can sort of rifle through it and see it for themselves. And there's also going to be a case of the original item, some of the original items to display.
Well, 1968, it could be any number of things buried in that time capsule if part of it is set aside to represent the times in Santa Rosa and certainly in California. It was a very active time marked often by history.
Yes, it was. But I think you'll have to remember this is going to be basically, the civic leaders thinking about what they're putting in.
Right.
And there are a lot of city documents. I believe there's, like, the budget is in there for that year.
Oh, boy, that'll be thrilling to look at.
I know. Actually, I think that might be one of the more interesting things because it'll be interesting to see what things cost in 1968.
Well, that's true.
We were funding.
That'd be good for a laugh, I suppose.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I know, I understand that there were a lot of business cards. And my understanding is that there were a lot of documents about the city in there.
Okay.
And there was film, but I think that's going to be the 2068 capsule is going to be the special rolls of film that were taken of that, Mr. Meacham took of Santa Rosa, and he put that in there.
Yeah, young people all over Sonoma County are going, what is a roll of film? What's that? Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's going to be happening tomorrow from 10 to 11 a.m. in Courthouse Square. By the way, Cynthia, of course, the opening of the time capsule all in advance of the celebration of St. Patrick's Day beginning at noon tomorrow in the square. So you're going to have some competition for attention, that's for sure.
I know. We have some competition. But the following weekend is actually all going to happen at the museum. We have a reception at 1 p.m. And the museum is going to be free of charge all day that day on the 24th of March. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to have Dr. Margie Purser, who's going to give a talk about what the 1968 people thought that they were showing us with their time capsule, and what we're basically, our interpretation
of that. Yeah, interpretation is right, yeah. Yeah.
And then at about 2:45, John Cambu is going to give a little bit of a presentation, and then he's going to show his film, which is the history of Santa Rosa. And it's called Santa Rosa, the Chosen City of All the World.
Nice.
Which is a quote from Luther Burbank.
I
and
like that title.
Nice too.
Very, very nice.
Yeah,
the events surrounding the opening of the time capsule will be great, including tomorrow, this Saturday, and then a week from tomorrow at the museum itself. In fact, dare I say, Cynthia, those events may be even more exciting than the items in the time capsule itself, if the Santa Rosa budget is any indication.
I will let everybody judge for themselves.
All right, very good.
All the items will be on view at the museum.
All right, very good.
Starting next weekend. Okay, thank you.
Looking forward to that, Cynthia. Thanks for being with us this morning. The Santa Rosa Time Capsule, 50 years old, opened up tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the square.